March 1st, this is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from Chicago, recently designated as the most corrupt city in the nation. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and month, and you will see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. You may also see the RBN calendar by going to republicbroadcasting.org and clicking on upcoming interviews and events. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com. RBN, as you know, is conducting a pledge drive to expand their programming to a much wider audience. You may help in this effort by contributing to the pledge drive by supporting RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, such as business cards, bumper stickers, or other items. You may subscribe to the archives for $1.33 per month, or you may increase that pledge, monthly pledge, to as much as you would care to make. You can also support RBN by purchasing advertising if you happen to own a product or a service that you would like to make available. Do this by going to republicbroadcasting.org. My guest today is Peter Myers. His website is mailstar.net/index.html, and that is linked on the radio schedule page. I don't know that we're going to take calls today for today's program. We'll see in the second hour, because Peter has an awful lot of information to share, and I would like to give him as much opportunity to share that information as possible. Peter, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Sorry, thanks, Dan.
That's okay.
It's 3 a.m. here, so I'm not. I've only had 5 hours sleep, and well, perhaps I'm not quite on top of it yet, but let's give it a try anyway.
Oh, bless your heart. That is so nice of you to get up in the middle of the night to be on my program. I can't tell you how appreciative I am of that. And you have a lot of things to share. I've always appreciated your website, the things that you have posted on your website. It's amazing. You have a lot of very, very interesting things, and that's mailstar.net, mailstar.net. And as I say, you do some really magnificent research and point out a lot of things that people even inside the country are not talking about. So,
yes, well, Deanna, today I would like to talk about Chomsky's line on the lobby. He's such an influential figure in the left. A few months ago, he visited England and Europe and addressed full meetings. Even though other people on the left, like James Petras and John Pilger, have written about the power of the Jewish lobby over American presidents and congresses, Chomsky dwarfs them in his influence on people's thinking, and he's called the world's most important intellectual, and he's had that name or title for decades. You would think that in that situation he would have faced a lot of hard questions, but I'm going to show today that he hasn't.
Exactly. And who called him the most influential person?
Well, that's a good point. I'm not sure how that originated.
Yeah.
But yes.
We do have to take a break, Peter, so we will be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Okay.
Our Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
And we are back. Our guest today is Peter Myers, and his website is mailstar.net. All right, we were talking about Chomsky, who some entity said is the so widely admired, and of course that doesn't come without some sort of input from somebody, some entity of some sort.
But before we continue, if you enter mailstar.net in the URL line of your browser, you won't come up to my website. You've got to put /index.html.
Okay.
And then you'll get my website.
Okay.
With regard to these hard questions that Chomsky hasn't been asked, well, I want to look at some of the ones that he hasn't been asked. I suggest that when he addresses full meetings, many of the people in the audience are more like disciples of his than anything else. And they'd be somewhat hostile to people putting hard questions to him. But I'm going to show some of the questions that should have been put and should be put still to him. And one I would like to deal with is the sacking of two Jewish academics from universities and their blacklisting throughout academia at the behest of the Jewish lobby. And these two Jewish academics are Norman Finkelstein and Terry Ginsburg, T-E-R-R-I, she's a woman. I'll start with her and go back to Finkelstein a few minutes. Terry Ginsburg was sacked from North Carolina University, and Norman Finkelstein was sacked from DePaul University.
Right.
Terry Ginsburg was blacklisted throughout academia. The world's most important intellectual is in a position to do something about it. By speaking out about it, he could draw attention to such blacklisting and galvanize opposition to it. Yet a search of his website for Terry Ginsburg, in quotes, G-R-R-I, yields no results. When you do a search on Chomsky's website, if you put in two words like Terry Ginsburg, the search will locate pages that feature both of those words. So you look through them and look for a place where the two words occur together. And if they're not there, then he hasn't been talking about that topic. Similarly, Mordecai Vanunu. If you do a search of Chomsky's website for the word Vanunu, V-A-N-U-N-U, there are no hits, no results. Now, you might say, well, so what? But Mordecai Vanunu was a Jewish whistleblower who revealed the secrets of Israel's nuclear weapons program. When he was in Britain revealing those secrets to the newspapers, a female Mossad spy lured him to Italy with the promise of sex. There, he was captured by Mossad and taken to Israel, where he was imprisoned for 18 years, 11 solitary. Since then, he's been gagged from talking to the media. He was put back in prison for a while because he did break that rule. The push to attack Iran over its nuclear program would not be the same if Vanunu were free to speak about Israel's nuclear weapons. One might therefore expect that Chomsky would have had something to say on his capture, but nothing.
Interesting.
Norman Finkelstein is a colleague of Chomsky who gets quite a few mentions at Chomsky's website, and his book, Beyond Chutzpah, yields four hits or so. But his book, The Holocaust Industry, has no results. There's a pattern here. To the extent that Norman Finkelstein's position on Israel accords with Chomsky's, he gets a mention. Chomsky applauded Finkelstein's exposing of Alan Dershowitz in Beyond Chutzpah, but Finkelstein's most important book, The Holocaust Industry, gets no mention. This book was important because it had to be included in Holocaust courses in academia and schools, thus disrupting the simplistic line they were putting. Finkelstein is the descendant of Holocaust survivors, and so he couldn't be dismissed as a Holocaust denier, although he says that there's an industry built upon the actual events that propagandize about it and use it to stifle criticism of Israel, etc. Anyway, this book enraged the entire lobby, whereas Beyond Chutzpah only enraged Dershowitz. Israel Shahak is another person who doesn't get much of a mention on Chomsky's website. He has expressed admiration of Chomsky, and Chomsky praises him as a human rights activist. Shahak's book, Jewish History, Jewish Religion, exposes the racism and totalitarianism inherent in the Jewish religion, and in particular the Talmud. I suppose that you have to agree that a big religion, any big religion, has many features that you could concentrate on or ignore, so that it doesn't necessarily mean that any particular person would emphasize every feature of the religion. But he does analyze this racism and totalitarianism in Judaism in ways that other people have not brought out. So this is an important book. The front cover of that book carries praise from Chomsky, but the praise makes no mention of the book itself. In other words, the praise is praise about Shahak as a human rights activist and so on. Chomsky wrote a preface for a book by Robert Farrison, the leading Holocaust denier.
Really?
Affirming his right to publish a dissident viewpoint. And Chomsky himself has often been branded a Holocaust denier, etc. He never has denied that. But Chomsky later admitted, when questioned, that he'd never read Farrison's book. He wrote a preface for it, but never read the book. So the fact that the front cover of Shahak's book carries praise from Chomsky about Shahak doesn't mean he's actually read the book, and nowhere on his website does he mention Shahak's book. Nor does he mention Shahak's other important book, Jewish Fundamentalism in Israel. These books that he ignores expose fundamentalists, etc., hate in the Jewish religion, totalitarian mentality, and so on. Very important books. Chomsky has consistently downplayed the power of the Jewish lobby and lampooned claims that it controls Congress or the president. The sacking of Finkelstein was the culmination of a campaign by Alan Dershowitz. Finkelstein presented evidence in his book Beyond Chutzpah that Dershowitz, in his book The Case for Israel, had plagiarized a book called From Time Immemorial by Joan Peters. Dershowitz tried to stop publication of Finkelstein's book. There are a few web pages at Chomsky's website where he comments on the sacking of Finkelstein, but nowhere does he pin it on the Jewish lobby. The most detailed place is an interview by Wahajat Ali is the surname. It's titled Chomsky Speaks and was published on June 16th, 2008. Ali asked Chomsky whether Finkelstein's sacking is, quote, a warning for academics and intellectuals who don't play by the rules, or just an isolated incident, end quote. Chomsky replies, quote, the behaviour of the DePaul administration was of course deplorable, but this case should not be generalised too far. It had special features, notably the role of the desperate and fanatic Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz, end quote. When it went ahead anyway, the publication that is, Dershowitz launched, quote, an extraordinary campaign of intimidation to which the administration finally succumbed, presumably because of concerns that funders would be mobilised. It is true that there are major efforts to prevent honest and independent discussion of Middle East issues, particularly anything relating to Israel. Nevertheless, this is a special case, end quote. In answering thus, Chomsky has written out the lobby as an operative factor, a cause in the dismissal of Finkelstein. He's pinned it on one man instead, Dershowitz. Yet Chomsky mentions that the university caved in, quote, because of concerns that funders would be mobilised, end quote.
Interesting. Yep. All right, let's
follow that up, because there's an important...
Okay, but we need to take a break, and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Peter Myers. His website is mailstar.net/index.html. Okay, continue from where you left off. I'm sorry we had to go to a break, but that's what keeps us on the air is our sponsors, and we appreciate them.
Yes, well, we were talking about the sacking of Norman Finkelstein from DePaul University. And Chomsky had pinned it not on the Jewish lobby per se, but on one man, Alan Dershowitz. But he had mentioned that the university caved in, quote, because of concerns that funders would be mobilized, end quote. The implication is that the university had been threatened with a withdrawal of funding. DePaul would not have been reliant on funding from Dershowitz personally. Rather, a group of funders is implied. And this can be no other than members of the Jewish lobby. I rate at Finkelstein's book, The Holocaust Industry. The university was blackmailed into sacking him.
Right.
For Chomsky to campaign against the dismissal and blackburning of Terry Ginsberg and Norman Finkelstein by the Jewish lobby, not just an individual, Alan Dershowitz, for example, but the Jewish lobby, would be tantamount to admitting the power of that lobby, something he's denied for decades, and as recently as last month and even this month, as I'll quote in a few minutes. So if you just looked at Finkelstein's dismissal or Terry Ginsberg's dismissal, as I said, events, you mightn't see any pattern, but when you put them together, the academics who the lobby has been enraged about, they've got them out of their posts in academia, they've had them blacklisted throughout academia, that's a matter of the power of the lobby, something that Chomsky ignores and he just doesn't talk about. So right, there are some questions there.
What did Ginsberg write? What did she do that...
I don't have that at my fingertips right now. I do have it on another computer, but it's not okay. In front of me. And I couldn't prepare for everything, but... anyone can look her up, TRRIGINSBERG. I can't remember exactly now. But... She's actually been a campaigner for gay, lesbian, and transsexual causes. That's not why she was sacked. Even though I'm not pro-gay the lobby, I think her sacking over her criticism of Israel, she was sacked in connection with Palestine and Israel. She had been critical of Israel. That's why, but I don't remember the details. But anyway, even though I'm not a supporter of the gay lobby, having academics being sacked because they are critical of Israel is a pretty serious matter. So one has to turn a blind eye to her campaign on gay, lesbian, and transsexual issues, and say the important thing is she was sacked for criticizing Israel, and she was co-chair of the queer caucus of the Society for Cinema Studies. The other co-chair was David Gerstner, also apparently Jewish. Anti-gay academics have been purged from academia in the same way Ginsberg herself has been. But she was purged over criticism of Israel. Academia is a pretty politically correct place, and they just... one of the lessons of this is that there's a hierarchy of political correctness. And Israel trumps the gay issue. One, victimhood, is preeminent. The others share in it vicariously. And the hierarchy of political correctness is also shown when indigenous activists have differences with some of the other lobbies, the gay lobby and the green lobby. They're all politically correct. But when there's a clash, for example, when native peoples wish to ban homosexuality, they've been forced to yield. They are lower down the ladder. The gay issue is higher up the ladder. But the gay issue isn't as high as the Israel issue. That's why Terry Ginsberg was purged over the Israel issue.
Sure.
They're
behind a lot of the gay issues to begin with, so it's not something that they would purge her for, because they're very supportive of that.
That's right, yeah. Well, talking about questions that Chomsky hasn't been asked in public meetings, they'll now like to move on to what he says about Iran. Just recently, he wrote that the U.S. is targeting Iran, not... for the sake of Israel, not because of pressure from Israel, but for defying the empire, for creating instability and being an inspiration to other countries of defiance of the empire and thus spreading instability.
Okay, and hold that thought, Peter. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Peter Myers. That's M-Y-E-R-S. His website is mailstar.net/index.html. It is listed on my radio schedule page. All righty. So let's continue.
Chomsky's recent writing about the push to attack Iran, and he is saying, as he's been saying for decades, that the lobby is not to blame. The lobby is not doing it. It's the empire doing it.
Oh, right. Sure.
Yes, and the empire is doing it. Well, he, with regard to the Iraq war, etc., he was saying that that was for oil. But with regard to Iran, he's saying that it's being targeted by the empire for defying the empire, for and for spreading instability in the region, and he recently had a couple of articles in the Guardian where he says that America retains control of Israel, the relevance of this is that Occupy IPAC is starting tomorrow. And that's why we're doing this program today in particular.
Right.
Occupy APAC runs from March the 2nd to the 6th. And even though perhaps many of your viewers may not be supporters of the Occupy movement, it's nevertheless very significant because it marks the first time that the new left has broken with the Chomskyist line, publicly broken, and as a movement. The first time I can recall in decades. So the activists there well, you know that there are Trotskyists in who will turn up at those events, but also anarchists. And the anarchists are a mixed lot. Some of them like the Trotskyists. They like violence and so on.
But I think sometimes the CIA also turns up at these things and starts trouble.
Very likely. But, of course, that means that only if there's a good, strong leader at the top who's able to contain things and stop those troublemakers, can they overcome such subversion. And the person who's the brains or the inspirer of the Occupy movement is an anarchist named, well, I don't know how you pronounce his name, but it's K-A-L-L-E-L-A-S-N. I don't know if you can look him up on Google, but I suppose it's something like Kale L-A-S-N, how do you pronounce that? But anyway, he is the one who announced Occupy APAC, and he is the one who originated the idea of the Occupy movement. And so, in other words, and many people who participate in disruptions of the World Trade Organization, the World Bank, and IMF, and those sorts of events, they are Trotskyists, many of them, but Kale has managed to change or to keep the control of the Occupy movement, at least in the eastern states, the northeast. And and he has come out about the power of the lobby, even though most Trotskyists are in denial, like Chomsky. They're followers of Chomsky. One exception that's worth noting is John Pilger. He's regularly featured on the Trotskyist website, Green Left Weekly, but Pilger has talked about in quotes, the Jewish establishment, end quote. And of course, James Petras, but he's not a Trotskyist. He's more, I suppose, of a neo-Stalinist or something like that. I'm not sure how he categorizes himself, but
He does a lot of things. He's written a few books on Israel. And in fact, he's been on the program.
Yeah, he's very significant because he can't be... stymied as a Nazi, I mean, they give the impression that anyone who says these things is a Nazi. That's just a way of shutting us all up, really. But anyway, so Occupy APAC is significant, and if you look at their website, you can go and look at Occupy APAC in Google and find their website. You'll find a lot of material there about the lobby. And the lobby's drumbeat for war. And they say that that drumbeat for war will reach a fever pitch at the APAC conference coming up in the next few days. And, of course, Hillary will be there. A lot of the politicians in Congress will be there. And Occupy will be outside somewhere providing some opposition for a change, so that's very welcome. And I just want to look a little bit more about APAC the lobby and Netanyahu. Even Thomas Friedman, is that how you pronounce his name? Friedman, yeah, of the New York Times, a columnist, recently stated that the lobby had bought Congress. And James Petrus wrote of Israel's will to power and, quote, humiliation of America, end quote. Well, Netanyahu humiliated Obama by going direct to Congress, which gave him repeat standing ovations that presidents themselves don't get. In a secretly recorded video taken in the year 2000, Netanyahu brags, quote, America is something that can easily be moved, end quote.
Oh, yes. He is very, very blatant about his, their control over the U.S. and over the Congress and over the president. And it's so, as I said, blatant.
Yeah. And Deborah Lidstadt recently said that she found that the Republican candidates' scramble for the Jewish vote, quote, embarrassing, end quote.
Well, I mean, it should be embarrassing to every American, but it doesn't seem to faze them at all because a lot of them support that kind of behavior because they're ignorant, I guess.
Well, the Jewish vote is a euphemism for Jewish funding, of course.
Sure. Sure, of course. They do it for the money.
And the Christian Zionists don't notice things like the ADL campaign for separation of church and state, and thus against Christmas as a public festival, but their silence about the White House menorah.
Yes, is that amazing? You know, I had lunch with some friends around Christmas time, and we were talking about this campaign to get rid of Christmas and trees and Christmas scenes, manger scenes and whatnot. And I brought up Israel, and they said, well, we certainly don't have it. They're really ignorant people. And they said, well, we certainly don't have anything to fear from them. I thought that they are the source. You know, people don't seem to recognize the source for all of this Christian
attack. Well, Chomsky reckons that the Christian Zionists are the real lobby. So he reckons that the Jewish lobby is just sort of in the shadows of the Christian Zionists. But, I mean, if you look at the Supreme Court, there are no WASP on the Supreme Court anymore, only Catholics and Jews. I mean, on this question of the invisibility of the lobby, I just want to turn to that now. Benjamin Ginsberg, professor of political science at Hopkins University, attested Jewish domination of the media. Quote, the chief executive officers of the three major television networks and the four largest film studios are Jews, as are the owners of the nation's largest newspaper chain and most influential single newspaper, the New York Times, end quote. Marlon Brando was one of many Hollywood personnel who said Jews control Hollywood and later apologized under pressure. Joel Stein said it in a column in the Los Angeles Times, but he didn't resign over it, although he's no longer working there. Oliver Stone attested, quote, Jewish domination of the media and that the Jewish lobby controls U.S. foreign policy. He later recanted to avoid a ban.
Isn't he Jewish?
Yeah, he's part Jewish. He later recanted to avoid a ban on the screening of his films. Edward Said, he was a Palestinian professor, an important academic in the New Left, but not of Chomsky's stature. People, there'll be New Leftists who admire both, but they also may always keep Chomsky at the top. But anyway, he wrote that AIPAC is the most powerful single lobby in Washington. It inspires an awed fear. Who is going to stand up to this Moloch on behalf of the Palestinians when they can offer nothing and AIPAC can destroy a congressional career at the drop of a checkbook? Said listed numerous pro-Israel columnists in the U.S. media, all Jewish. But Said's most telling sentence was, quote, the worst of this implacable machinery of consensus in America, however, is Arab blindness to it, end quote. That's where Chomsky comes in. Mm-hmm. His role is to maintain that invisibility.
Right.
Chomsky, the expert on the media, has not noticed its Jewish ownership and control.
That is amazing. And certainly he's blind. Well, it's deliberate, of course.
Well, Jeffrey Blankfort, and many of the people that I'm quoting here are Jewish. He's in background. I mean, a person can be Jewish. We say Jewish by birth, but it's really an upbringing, heritage thing, and I believe people can change during their life. But anyway, he's of Jewish heritage. He explains Chomsky's stubborn refusal to notice what's increasingly obvious to his Zionist past. Explains it in terms of Chomsky's Zionist past. He quotes a book Chomsky wrote in 1974 called Peace in the Middle East, where Chomsky says, quote, "I spent several very happy months working in a kibbutz and for several years thought seriously about returning permanently. Some of my closest friends, including several who have had a significant influence on my own thinking over the years, now live in kibbutzim or elsewhere in Israel, and I retain close connections," end quote.
Interesting. Michelle Bachman also went and lived on a kibbutz right after she graduated from high school.
Well, of course, there's nothing particularly wrong with doing that, but Chomsky's experience there seems to have marked him for life. Who knows what happened? There might have been some romance or something that is in the back of his mind, that he had there. That's kept his thinking permanently that way. In an interview in 2004 with Christopher J. Lee of an organization called Safundi, Chomsky said, quote, "I was part of the Zionist movement. In fact, a Zionist youth leader, but I was opposed to a Jewish state," meaning, that's end quote, meaning a state that excluded Palestinians. Arab. That quote is provided by Jeffrey Blankfort. Blankfort characterizes Chomsky as a gatekeeper of left opinion. And you might say, well, perhaps many of your listeners are not of the left. They might be of the right. They might say, does it really matter? Well, you do get changes between the parties. At times one party will control Washington. Sometimes they have pretty thorough control, both the Congress and the president. And in order for the lobby to maintain its control, it has to control both the left and the right, because there are times when one or the other has the power to change things. So opinion on the left is important, and Chomsky is a gatekeeper of that opinion. He steers it towards certain interpretation, certain views of who holds the power, and so he's always saying that the empire holds the power, the elite, and it's a Gentile, white Gentile elite in charge, Christian Gentile elite in charge, running things. And so his supporters can think of themselves as sort of David's versus this Goliath. And also he's been a gatekeeper in regard to 9/11. I was pleased to read again that Jeff Blankfort says that, where he's steered a left opinion towards the official explanation, away from questioning the fall of Building 7 and other anomalies. Alan Zabrowski of Jewish heritage, too, and former director of studies at the U.S. Army War College, provides powerful evidence of Mossad's involvement in 9/11 as a way of enraging Americans against Islam. but most educated Americans refuse to examine it. And Chomsky's pervasive influence is one of the reasons for that.
That is very interesting. And of course, since he is one of the world's most foremost intellectuals, they're going to believe him, right?
Yes, yes. Well, Andrew B. Adler provides a good example of how the laws seem to be a little bit one-sided.
Hold on to that thought, Peter. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
All right, welcome back. Our guest today is Peter Myers. His website is mailstar.net/index.html. And you were going to talk about a Mr. Adler.
Yes, well, a few months ago, he suggested that Mossad kill Obama for resisting Israel's push or pressure to attack Iran, and of course, this gives the lie to Chomsky as well, because he, I mean, this is a clear instance where he's talking about Israeli pressure being resisted, suggesting that Mossad take Obama out in order to that they get a president in there who will do what Israel wants. And well, we've got a heap of anti-terror laws and anti-hate laws now. You would think that Adler would have been arrested on one of those grounds on criminal charges, and in the clicker for quite a while, and having been demonized all over the front pages of the media constantly, and yet he hasn't been arrested at all. The Jewish lobby, the ADL and the American Jewish Committee, was quick to distance itself from Adler, not wanting to be tarred with the terrorist brush itself.
But still, I mean, the fact that he wasn't arrested, nothing was said about it. And speaking of people taking certain significant people out, what was the relationship between Pat Tillman and Chomsky before Tillman was murdered by his own soldiers? There's a rumor going around, according to his brother, Tillman's brother, that Chomsky actually betrayed Tillman and told of his intentions when he came back to America. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't know about that. No, no, I don't. But one thing, that sounds like a bit of dirt on Chomsky, but it's very important to research all these things thoroughly. There's so much going around on the internet where people repeat what someone else says.
Exactly.
Sometimes you'll be doing a search and you'll type in a phrase, a clause, a sentence or something, and you'll find numerous websites that have that search string that you put in, and they won't tell you where they got it. And then, but there are a few tricks for finding out where it originated. So when there are cases like this of something that could be an important piece of information, but it could also be just gossip and so on, it is important to track it down, to demand the original publication details. In other words, who wrote that material, the date that it was written, where it was published, what was the evidence, and then if you can't find those details, you don't use it, basically. But anyway, yes.
Okay, we do have to take our top of the hour 1 minute break. We will be back in 60 seconds, and that's why I like your stuff, Peter, is that you always do the source search, and you will always give good information with good sources. That's what I like.
That's good.
Be right back.
The next